core out here kind of boxes it in to the south and to the east. Looks like A1, A1, NR1, and then you got your R1 island right here. There's that road I went down. Just some pictures. There's me coming back out of this of the road I drove down. Still coming out. And that's it.
Okay. So back at that map there, sir. So can you bring that in, or is that a screenshot?
I can. Do you want me to go to Beacon?
If you wouldn't mind, and put the layers on there just so we can visualize that and pull up measurements and kind of see what's going on there.
Okay, zoom out. So we're talking about this property, this mm-hmm. property, and this property.
So it is bordered by core on two sides.
Yes, to the east and to the south.
Correct. Okay. So probably keep that up for discussion purposes as we move through okay. this. How do you wish to proceed from this point?
I would like to have Scott come up and speak.
Okay.
So I'll just be real brief. And speak on this first one since he's going to do it in 1, 2, 3.
Sure.
You know, before the commission are three lots that were zoned R1, which is really a non-conforming zoning, which the NR1 is due to a Division 3 permit that they received for that use. It's a non-conforming zoning due to their location, their actual access, and then their adjoining zoning layers. So they're just an island of R3 that's got restrictions that really don't conform to what's surrounding them. Even in the A1, they can seek a nightly rental permit. Right. Whether they get it or not, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they would have the ability to even apply, which if with that zoning district there, they couldn't even make application. So.
Correct. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yep.
So is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor of the project? You are the applicant on the first order we have is for...
So he'll be the next one coming
yeah,
up?
Yeah, so the first one is for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, correct, yes. Is there anything you wish to say about it before we proceed to the opposition of it? Because I didn't see anybody else. Okay. If there's anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition to this request, please step forward and state your name and address, please.
So do I have to speak three times?
No, what we'll do is, since these are all, I mean, we will hold a public hearing, and then we will, if it's okay with the Commissioner Keyes, we will make a decision at the end, probably based off of the discussion in the beginning.
Okay. I'm Teresa Carlin, and I live at 259 Hoham Trail. So I am the closest property to these three on the lake.
Okay.
So you can see where I live. I and 25 neighbors were here 2 years ago for the same request, basically, to rezone these properties. At the time, it was denied, and now we're back again, kind of like the previous people that were up here. The reason why it was denied before is that Branson Cove development has flooded our properties. The three that are asking to be rezoned, when it rains, that road floods out because of that nice little one-lane road that you showed visual of, directs the water towards their properties and washes out their driveways every time. My property is flooded on this end by Branson Cove. And then...
So can I ask, pertinent to the cases we're hearing,
yes.
I know Branson Cove, you have an issue with Branson
yes,
Cove.
Yes, I am under litigation.
Okay,
under litigation,
so I would... ask that anything that you direct be directed towards the three
okay.
properties in question and how
fine.
Those could affect you in the zone.
Right. They can affect me in many ways. First
okay.
of all, the quality of the lake.
Okay.
You add, once those get rezoned, They can, as you can see with Branson Cove, the size of the buildings right there, they can put at least, if they rezone them nightly rental and went in and built, they could put at least two large structures on each. Branson Cove also owns the two adjacent properties to those three. So between that, they could put up 10 more structures right there. It can affect me because of noise, people walking in my yard all the time. They walk down the lake because we have a very flat, grandfathered-in mowed property to the lake. So we get people all the time from Branson Cove. Branson Cove did not put up, as you could tell from the video you showed, no fencing to block their properties from Branson Cove. They didn't put fencing to block my property. So it's an open free-for-all. Okay, you should see spring break. We have teenagers running up on our decks, running in our yard, everything else because they are loose and running wild over there at the properties. So even though those are down from my property, I am the closest. I can have people still trespassing in my yard, which I have had for 4 years. I can have, the noise is crazy. If they rezone that and build more, then again, the lake property or the lake becomes contaminated. I've hired a hydrologist, Thomas Ailey, and he said we have 9 inches of soil around there. How much building can that cove take when you keep taking away the natural soil in that area? So again, the little bit of soil that's right there that can absorb some of the water before it hits the lake is going to be taken away, blacktopped, and those huge structures, as you can see, will line the lake, even closer to the lake, creating a problem. Ingalls Lane was a problem. When Ingalls Lane, the road that you did not take, the one you said was kind of a sharp curb, that road actually years ago, because I've lived in my property 23 years, the school bus would not even pull down because it was too dangerous to pull in and out of there. The little kids, one of the somebody that lived there used to walk down our property, through our property, and catch the bus on our end because it was too dangerous to pull out. Now we have all these nightly rental people who have no idea where they're turning. The Branson Cove sign is not very big. So if you add more nightly rental people that don't know the area, that don't know where to turn, that is a dangerous, as Don Ingram has sent to you guys, it is a dangerous, there have been accidents all throughout there, over the past several years, it is a dangerous intersection. You get people that want to turn left. They back up along the S-curves there. And I think there was even a concrete or rock truck that had an accident there recently. So you've created a very dangerous situation for everyone in my community and neighborhood. So that is a problem. Plus, just adding more nightly rental, like I said, noise, chaos, the safety of it all. You think about people walking in and out of your yard all the time. Those people, like I said, walk down to right in front of my house.
From Cody, can you scroll it to where the deed release would be at the top of the page? Sorry, the other way. That way, right there. And then click off the corner of the deed release, which is the last house right there.
You mean to measure something?
Yes. I would like for you to measure how far it is from there to the back of her property line, because I don't disagree you're having people come through, but I doubt they're coming from the Dieterle's house.
They come all through there.
Right, but I mean, I see an open area right there that's from the other development.
Well, what they have now started doing is all of these nightly rental people, they rent boats or they bring their boats. They pull them up on the cove and park them right in front of my house. Okay, where? I don't see my house.
It's down there in the corner.
So they park because this area
is core.
It's core, but it's very jagged. It's not smooth. So ours is smooth. They park their boats here, leave them while they walk up through our property, and they go either up the road through that way or they come up through here. And again, it's just because we have a nice opening and they have no boundaries. Again, they did not put a fence in. They put a fence and stopped it right here.
Okay, so
they did not have any.
Once again, this is not for Branson Cove. This is for the residents that have applied for this.
Right. And but again, if you're making this nightly rental,
You're going to have different people there every single week, and they And they spread out amongst the neighborhood.
Okay.
They don't just stay in their little area on the lake. They wander around. So that is an issue. Also, if you build more nightly rentals, you know, what I heard from the people that spoke before were the road issues. The Taney County roads are the same that they were. They haven't had any improvements. There haven't been any widening. You're already building out by our house cabins that are being developed right across from the Branson Bell. So those people, the additional people, will be using that road for the cabins. Then right across the lake from us, they're building even more vacation nightly rentals, from what I heard.
Well,
a different builder. So at this point, like, how many nightly rentals, how many vacation spots can our road take? Can the lake take at this point? I feel like I know why they want to get their nightly rental status, because Branson Cove has ruined our properties, period. And that's the fact. They've ruined all of our properties. They've ruined our property values. They've flooded us out. They flood them out. They flood us out. And because of this...
Because of Branson Cove, though, I don't know that it's fair to say that these residents aren't afforded the right to apply for it. Is that a fair statement?
I'm just saying, I feel like because they did nothing to fix their issues, which they promised 2 years ago, 2 years ago, they stood here and promised that they would fix the situations around our property because they ruined our property values, which they were denied the request because they were going to fix them. They have not fixed them. They did not choose to fix them. And then yet we have this request again. We as neighbors wonder, you know, are Branson Cove going to be allowed to purchase these properties? They had an agreement before to purchase them and build more and create more havoc in our neighborhood. So that is a concern, obviously, because they stood here 2 years ago and wanted to.
Okay.
So as far as that goes, we all know that's the truth. It's on record. Okay. I empathize. My property has been destroyed too. My property value, my quality of life and living because of nightly rentals. And I am the closest property to these people. And I don't want more nightly rentals. Neither do the people in our neighborhood. For traffic purposes, safety purposes, lake quality purposes, this is going to be, you know, you're building more properties right on Table Rock Lake. It can't handle any more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Were we able to get the distance?
Yeah, so, Cody, if you could go back. Commissioner Keyes was wondering that distance from the corner of that lot.
478 to the corner of the house to the corner of their lot, roughly.
Okay.
477.
So about 500 feet of, and then there's a core section. How long is that? If you brought your top marker down that is core-driven, that is the core line there, that corner.
Say that again.
So if you started at the core corner from the very end lot.
You mean up here?
No, down. I'm sorry.
Oh, right.
That corner, right, the back down. That corner. So the core corner to their corner that is the wooded core area. 340 feet that is core that separates all three properties.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to this project or this request?
Yeah, you could get a picture up there a minute.
Sure. And your, when you approach, please, your name and address, sir.
Yeah, can you zoom that back? Yeah, just a second. My name is John McCullough. I've been here since about 84. I live at 241 Ho-Hum Trail. It's next door to Teresa. It's that one right there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I grip pretty much back up with everything she said. I know what you're talking about is the other piece of property that they're planning on adding. You know, if you go just a little bit to the left of this picture, can you move that to the left anymore?
Yeah. This way.
See that last row? Very down here in the very corner.
which is almost at the top of the hill, right in here, they built their reservoir for their runoff.
That would be in the corner there, yeah.